Nearly 4,000 runners crossed the finish line in downtown Providence on Sunday. A few blocks away was Julie McLaren from Somerville, Massachusetts. She was waiting for her sister to pass by.
She's never done a race like this before. You know, she's done her 5Ks, a couple 10Ks, first half marathon. So I'm so proud of her. It's so exciting.
McLaren admits that she and her sister had some reservations about coming to Providence.
I was down the street when the bombing went off at the Boston Marathon, but with so much tight security and they've got these guys. After the initial bombing, she was like, I don't want to be near crowds. I don't want to run. But then after a week or two, it was like, okay, you know, things have calmed down.
Security was heightened in Providence, and officials said they reviewed emergency response plans. Race staff member Susan Rancourt said the event went smoothly.
There's a lot more police presence. There was dogs sniffing. One of the things that we did put in place was we put clear bag checks for all the participants. Instead of bringing their own bags, we had them emptying them into our bags so that we could view everything that was in the bags, and then we checked them.
The Providence Marathon is one of the fastest growing races in the Northeast, and it's a qualifying race for the Boston Marathon. That's why Eric Weiler of Brighton decided at the last minute to run.
This is my first marathon, and I was a runner in college and all, and I thought about running Boston, and I just kind of like decided after the bombings, you know, I think next year is going to be, it's going to mean a lot to me and to a lot of people. So if anything, it motivated me to run. Just get out there and do it. That's my philosophy for life.
Weiler ran the marathon in 2 hours, 51 minutes, and came in 12th place. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.